CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 31st of May 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the news headlines. Exam bookings resume on Monday. Respond now to Ofcom EMF consultation. GB2RS newsreaders shine in crisis, says here. Following the Society's announcement about the introduction of a new booking system for online remote invigilation, Foundation exams bookings will resume on Monday the 1st of June. Exam bookings It can only be made via the online booking form on the RSGB's web pages. The next available examination sessions are from 8 a.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of July. You can choose your preferred date and time from those shown on the booking form as being available. You'll need to pay for the exam when you make the booking. This temporary booking arrangement is only for use during the COVID-19 lockdown. The Society is hoping to introduce online remote invigilation exams for the intermediate and full licences in the course of the coming weeks. Practical assessments and other transitional arrangements during the lockdown are still under review and changes will be announced as necessary. There's not much time for you to respond to the Ofcom EMF consultation, which is required by the 12th of June. The RSGB recommends you acknowledge the need for ICNIRP guidelines, but to state that the proposals from Ofcom are not proportionate for amateur licensees. More details on the consultation and the guide to help you with your response can be found at rsgb.org/EMF. The RSGB is finalising its detailed response. This includes arguments and evidence in support of the case, which is to stick with the current light touch approach. It's important for all amateurs to make their own individual responses using their own words. The RSGB is also preparing training and advice leaflets to help you follow ICNIRP guidelines, and any specific requirement that Ofcom may impose in the licence conditions after this consultation. The RSGB would like to thank all those who read the news in whatever medium for their dedication to the radio amateur community. Their service is even more appreciated during these extraordinary times. All on-air GB2RS newsreaders should check the validity date on their NOV and reapply for renewal through the rsgb.org/NOV if necessary. Due to the COVID-19 situation, the RSGB confirms that this year's National Field Day event, which was planned for the 6th and 7th of June, has been cancelled. The Royal Air Force Air Cadets is pleased to announce that the next Exercise Blue Ham will be held on the MOD 5 MEGS shared band over the weekend of 6th and 7th of June. There are plenty of call signs available for amateurs to contact over the period of the exercise using both SSB voice and data modes. Details at alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. The Finnish Amateur Radio League invites all radio amateurs around the world to join them in a global special event featuring their Stay Home campaign. It'll be held on the 6th and 7th of June. The United Nations Amateur Club call sign, 4U1UN, as well as its sister stations operating as 4U9 Stay Home and 4U2 Stay Home, will participate. The operators look forward to making contact with as many stations as possible during this special event. Details can be found on qrz.com. The RSGB annual Islands on the Air contest, scheduled to take place on the 25th and 26th of July, will be exclusively for single operators using their home stations. This is because of the COVID-19 restrictions worldwide. Another rule amendment for 2020 is that the sending of a signal report in every QSO is mandatory. The RSGB's National Get On The Air to Care campaign in partnership with the NHS has received more media coverage this week. It includes an interview with a member of Chippenham and District ARC on BBC Radio Wiltshire. We've also received another video in support of the NHS, which you can see on the RSGB YouTube channel. Thank you to everyone who's showing their support by getting on the air, caring for other radio amateurs, and trying new aspects of amateur radio. More details about the campaign, media coverage, and stories from clubs and radio amateurs can be seen on the RSGB website, rsgb.org. Now, for special events, since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. Due to the coronavirus situation, the GB1 SCW special event station will no longer be held at the National Coast Watch Station in Shoreham-by-Sea on the 7th of June to make a presence and celebrate the work of coastal communities. Members of Worthing and District Amateur Radio Club can call from their own radio station locations. Contest news now. Please remember to check before the event for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. This weekend, the SEQ Worldwide WPXCW contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 31st. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the 31st, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Monday, the data leg of the 80-metre club championships takes place from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchanged for both the signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the UK EI contest club summer series runs from 1800 to 1900 CW on 3.5 megs bands. The exchange is your six-character locator. As we mentioned earlier, next weekend, the 6th and 7th of June, is the traditional date for the National Field Day. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the event has been cancelled for this year. The CNET contest takes place for 24 hours, starting at 1200 UTC on the 6th. Using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 1000 to 1600 UTC next Sunday, the 7th of June. Using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre Group Summer Marathon runs until the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 50 MHz band, the exchange is your four-character locator. Finally, join the fun of the next round of RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org/hf for more. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLAG4BAO. This last week was dominated by a quiet sun but in extensive sporadic E openings. We had a solar flux index hovering around 70 and zero sunspots. Nevertheless, we've had a good F2 layer propagation on HF and multi-hop sporadic E, bringing DX excitement. Last weekend saw FT8 openings on 10 metres to the Caribbean and South America, even after sunset. Laurie G3UML reports working KL7KK in Alaska and KH6YY in Hawaii on 20 metres SSB, which just goes to show that you shouldn't write off HF just because of a low sunspot number. Laurie said, there's been quite a bit of Pacific activity on 20 metres in the morning and lots of Gs working it. Jim E51JD on the South Cook Islands was a readable 5 and 5 this morning, unquote. The sun is showing some signs of life. An active region approaching the northeast limb just produced a minor solar flare that may be associated with a coronal mass ejection, or CME. The minor event registered as a long-duration B-class solar flare. An image from the Stereo AHEAD spacecraft reveals a wave spreading across the far side of the sun, which can be indicative of CME, but because of its position, it should be directed completely away from Earth. A small coronal hole was facing Earth on Thursday, which could mean a minor solar wind influence may be expected this weekend, a possible sunspot belonging to Cycle 25 may also begin to turn into view. NOAA predicts the SFI will remain at about 70 all week with a maximum KP index of 2. Sporadic E conditions should continue, providing short skip openings on the higher HF bands. On note of VHF and up, the long period of high pressure weather is going to hang on with some good tropo opportunities just through this weekend, apart from a small hint of an isolated shower over this weekend. Most places will stay dry until the middle part of next week. On Tuesday, a weakness in the high will allow isolated but potentially heavy showers to develop, with a chance of rain scatter. The shower risk then stays with us through the rest of the week, but always on the edge of a high pressure to the east and west of Britain. In the second half of the week, a cooler northerly flow will bring an increased shower risk, some heavy and thundery, but confined to the south and for the following weekend. Confined to the south by the following weekend. The sporadic E prospects are usually at a peak around the early part of June, so I expect to hear some of this fleeting exotic propagation mode on the bands from 10 metres up to 2. If the skip gets shorter, say strong DLs on 10 metres, then check 6 metres and so on up to 2 metres for a really good opening. Lots of factors influence its likelihood, but the best practice is to listen late morning and late afternoon or early evening. Check the PropQuest website for daily blogs and possible sporadic E hotspots. Moon declination goes negative on Monday, but we're at perigee on Wednesday, so EME path losses are at their lowest. 144 megs sky noise is low until Friday and Saturday, but as peak moon elevation is low, ground noise will dominate. June continues to be an active time for meteor scatter operations and the daytime Arietids shower peaks on the 7th. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also. Until next week.